No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today, man, today we have to have a conversation about a thing. And I'm really worried that today's conversation is going to sound a little bit like old man yells at clouds. But it's important, and I want to talk about it, and I don't know how else to phrase it. So if this does get a little old man yelling at clouds, I apologize. But I had a conversation yesterday with somebody, and they brought something to my attention that I had been thinking about but had not verbalized. Because I didn't really get my whole head around it until this conversation, and it stuck with me this entire time. And the premise is basically this, that over time, writing, and in particular, publishing standards around the craft of writing, as well as the instruction, but for starters, just the craft and the kind of writing that goes out into the world and is published and is promoted and is popularized, that level of writing has over time slid down a level of complexity. It's become less complex, less rigorous, and overall less polished. If you go read a thing from 15 years ago, let's say, you will have a completely different experience with it. It's less let's work positively. It's more casual now. It's softer in its tone now. It writes in a more familiar style, even when we're in third person. It gives this kind of very hyper-accessible but hyper-loose structure to things. Yeah, people are talking, but it's not that different from the stuff you would see online. The kind of language, the kind of turns of phrase, the kinds of construction. It feels very much like we've cut and paste text from any social media or any Tumblr or anything like that and just used that style of writing in our book. And then the book goes out, and it boggles me why that is, because I teach writing craft for a living. I'm experienced with it. I've been doing this for a while. I know a lot about it, but I've watched this sort of downward turn in the complexity and construction of language and the wielding of things like metaphor, simile, allusion, theme, plot, pacing, structure. I've watched these things change, and they've changed more than they would typically be expected to. You know, there's always sea changes. Language changes. We become more, open in our language, more assertive in our language. We change terminology. We call things this. We no longer use these words. We don't use slurs as casually. We avoid transphobia and homophobia wherever possible. And we tend to be more inclusive whenever possible with how we construct things. And that's all well and good. And those changes allow us to see language as a mobile, fluid thing that can do whatever we need it to do. But that's not the same as looking at something hyper-popular suddenly take off and be examined by BookTok, let's say, or YouTube, and find that the quality of writing is not there. Like, it's a little too casual. It's a little too millennial. It's a little too, like, oh, you're a very internet terminally online person, and you've written a book. And it loses some of the rigor, and I've really been bothered by that, because I think writing and words are power. I think they're how we express ourselves. I think they are our paintbrushes, or our cameras, or our dance steps. They are fundamental to our expression, and to use them in an unserious or in a slapdash way because you want to prioritize profit or virality or popularity, I think does a disservice to yourself and to your art and to your ability to make art. This is the part that I was worried would be all like, oh, John, you don't understand. But I was having this conversation with someone and they pointed out that a segment of the population that came up in fandoms and who came up in a heavy Tumblr AO3 fanfic, you know, creative but unstructured way where shipping and stanning are sort of the major pillars upon which all or most lenses of creativity come. Those people who grew up surrounded in that broth, in that brine, have aged now to take on roles in publishing, and they're using that prior set of criteria now to make determinations as to what goes forward. So the older set, that'd be my crowd, has been pushed out, moved out, edged out, and along with it went the rigor, went the structure, went the need for a certain amount of this and a kind of quality with this and a quality control with that thing and explanation as to how this works and why this works and why it's important to know things like the fundamentals of act structure and why it's important to know how to do this or how to do that. And instead, what has come sweeping in like the winter wind has been this sort of homogenized post-fandom approach to fiction writing, where rules aren't even, you know, Barbossa Pirates of the Caribbean guidelines. They're more like half-rotted billboards on the side of an old highway. They're there. We remember them. They're sort of eyesores. They're sort of attention-getting, but they're not actively followed. And that bugs me quite a bit because it's accurate. Because the crowd who came up in a heavy, heady online brew of just AO3 and shipping and fanfic and Tumblr and fanfic and making up stories in somebody else's playground and just never really caring about rigor and never really pushing past cursory level of examination, depth, criticism, analysis, anything like that, produces this kind of homogeneous, middle-of-the-road margarine, this chemical compound of writing that seems like butter, but it isn't entirely butter. It's just this middle-centrist view of, you know, it's not too threatening and it's not too active and it's not too assertive and it's not too passive and it's not too dynamic and it's not too much of anything, yet people will complain that it needs to be something or it should be something, but it bears the hallmarks of all the things that would benefit from another draft. The naming conventions are terrible. The tropes and cliches aren't challenged, they're just repeated. It's a whole load of things that could be done better. And I had this conversation, and it has bothered me since, because it was so wonderfully put to me, and it blew my mind. And the question now becomes, well, what do you do about it, John? Fine, so what? So writing has changed. So we've rounded off all the corners and we're sort of watering everything down and we're not promoting voice because we don't really teach voice and we're talking about what makes it viral and what makes it popular and here's how everybody does it and you just sort of follow the herd. So what? What do you do? Here's what you do. Just like that crowd defied expectations and pushed forward to become the popular thing, we have to have yet another revolution where we take rigor back, where we take craft back, where we don't settle for what everybody else is doing, where we don't lay down and just go, whatever, I'll just do what works or do what's going on. You need to individuate, you need to educate, you need to support, you need to grow, you need to develop, you need to challenge, you need to take your time, you need to learn your craft, you need to ask your questions. You need to do more than just follow the rest of the herd. It bothers me. It worries me as to what's coming in the next 5-10 years of publishing, whether everything just sort of waters down and we're seeing yet another, you know, third generation repeat of Fourth Wing, or how many more ACOTAR clones are we going to get, or the number of drama-centric discords is going to blow up because everybody never really learned how to communicate. They just learned how to fight and argue. I'm worried about writing. I'm worried about writing as a state of things, as a form and mode of creativity. And I'm old. I'm getting older by the second. I feel ancient even in these 10 minutes. But I think it is something where we need to certify and understand that good craft, rigorously structured writing, understanding your form, understanding your style, getting a voice, making sure you understand how sentences work, how commas work, how punctuation can go, why you need to vary your sentence lengths, how you write in a cinematic style, how you write in a structuralist style, how you do the things, the tools you use and what you use them for, I think is about to become more important than ever as people begin or continue or worsen the craft of writing by just not really giving a shit. Give that some thought, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.